You are your kids or your grandkids are fans of Winnie the Pooh. Well, we have a new book for your library. It's called The Natural World of Winnie the Pooh, and it's full of photographs and drawings and passages from A.A. Milne. And the author of the book is joining us live in studio this afternoon, Catherine Alto. Welcome.
It's a delight to be here, Jill. Thank you for having me.
We're happy to have you here. You are actually on your way down to Columbus, where you're going to be giving a presentation at the Bartholomew County Library Saturday at 2 p.m., but you've stopped here to share your fabulous little book with us, which you are a historian and a landscape designer. Grew up in California, lived up in the Pacific Northwest, and then you and your husband went to England. And that's kind of where this book all began.
It did. We've been expats for the last 10 years. We moved to Exeter, Devon in England in 2007. And I kind of went kicking and screaming. And we brought our three kids. The book started because I looked down on the Devon landscape and I thought, this is not the American West. And how am I going to raise my children there? And I found a book on walking the first week. And within the first, before the jet lag wore off, we had clocked in about 20 miles of walking. And I discovered public footpaths, which are these ancient, it's a wonderful ancient network of narrow paths all around England. And I was also reading to them lots of classics to ground them, to keep them grounded in this transatlantic move. And one of them was Winnie the Pooh. So it began with, the book began with two simple questions. Is there a 100-acre wood? And can we walk there?
And the answer is yes and yes.
It is. And the wonderful, magical thing about it is that it still looks like, it feels like walking through an E.H. Shepherd illustration. I'll talk about it on Saturday, why that is. But it's not as if the conservators of Ashdown Forest have said, we need to preserve this 6,000-acre wildlife haven because it's Winnie the Pooh country. It's actually preserved for environmental reasons. And it's a rare heathland that attracts endangered flora and fauna grow there as well. So invertebrates are attracted to it, birds. And then there are rare plants that grow there.
What is this about Pooh that is just so, it's all-encompassing, Winnie the Pooh, to all ages. There's been the Tao of Pooh. I mean, there have been many books written about Pooh and the stories and who each of the characters actually represent. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the beauty of nature itself and how it's really incorporated into their lives.
Well, A.A. Milne and his illustrator, E.H. Shepherd, were kind of, in my view, they were kind of like the Lennon and McCartney of their era. They wrote these pitch-perfect stories. There are 20 stories, 10 in Winnie the Pooh and 10 in the House at Pooh Corner. And this is actually a really special year. It's the 90th anniversary of the first Winnie the Pooh book. So the question is, like, why do we keep returning to these books? Why are they classics? And I think right now, I think the biggest thing is that there's this urge to go back to this sense of nostalgia, extreme nostalgia. And I think a lot of parents really want our children to have more freedom than they really do. I mean, our children probably spend more time wandering digital landscapes than the real ones. So there's that sense of, Christopher Robin's wandering this landscape without any adults with these characters. I think that's one thing, this sense of freedom. But the other reason is we all remember having stuffed animals. And it's this magical time between about 4 and 8 that they are real to us. And we always remember those. And then around 8, that magical thinking stops and we realize that they're real world things that we need to do and that our stuffed animals are not real.
Yeah, but a lot of we bring them along with us to college and maybe pass them down to our children.
Yes. And well, at all of my talks too, people will come up to me and say, you know, like last night I spoke in Washington, D.C., and a woman said, when I read these stories, I hear my father's voice, and her father had died recently. So people remember those people, you know, the scent of the person reading them, the stories, cuddling in their laps. And also it's that time of doing nothing. You know, when we had that freedom as children, when we didn't have schedules and...
to literally be Winnie the Pooh and just worry about our jar of honey.
That's exactly right. There's a sweet nostalgia.
Teetle-dee-dum. It's an exquisite book. The pictures are incredible, and they're interspersed with the drawings from H.H. Shefford and a real history on A.A. Milne. And this is, you're a New York Times bestseller as of last night. This morning. Catherine will be at the Bartholomew County Library Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Enjoy your visit here in the Midwest.
Thank you.
Safe travels, and we'll hope to see you again soon.
Thanks for having me, Jill.
Thank you.